Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, I Don't Want Any More Patients, Already in Progress.
Now then, the man in this church is right here today that has the longest a tumor that was on his hand longer than anybody I know in this church is Jack Butler. Jack had a tumor on his hand for over 40 years. Wasn't that right, Jack? Over 40 years, yeah. But every time I asked him after we prayed, I said, Jack, do you believe it's gone? He said, oh yeah, it's gone. And I'd say, well, let me see it. He'd hand his hand out and I said, Jack, it's still there. He said, Thurman, you said I had to believe. So he said, the minute you prayed, I saw it gone. Now then, somebody will say, he's crazy. No, he's believing God according to the Word. He believed he got his answer. Now then, it did take 10 months. I mean, every time he come to church, just like he's here today, and it's not there, because I shook hands with him all ago, it's not there, I guarantee you. But for 10 months after we prayed, it still was there. And then one day, all of a sudden, it just disappeared. But every time I ask him, what happened to your tumor? He'd tell me, it's gone. And I'd look and it'd be there. I said, but it's still there. He said, but I believe it's gone. Now, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. How much wavering?
None.
No, you can't have any wavering. So, in other words, if you're prayed over something, that's just like Franz last week. Some of y'all were here and some of you wasn't here, but last week Franz sat right there on the front row. And Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon, Cheryl and I went out to eat, I think. We did something with a couple. And we got back over to here toward the airport, and my cell phone rang, and it was Franz. And I said, oh, Franz, this is Thurman. What can I do for you? He says, Thurman, I've sat in your church many a time and heard you teach God's Word. And he said, then, just like you say, every time we're tried or tested with something, he said, we call on the doctor. And he said, I used to do that. And he said, I have a big tumor come up under my tongue. And he said, it's a big one and it looks awful. He said, it was so bad, I thought about I better get my financial stuff in order because this is probably cancer and it'll probably kill me. That's the first thought come out of his mind, out of his heart. He said, then I thought about what you said. Repent of your sins and ask God to heal you instead of going to a doctor. So he said, I've called you and I want you to pray for me and ask God to take away that tumor under my tongue. So I remitted his sins. I remitted mine and Cheryl's sins and everybody's sins in that pickup, that four of us that day. I remitted Franz's sins. And then I applied the blood of Jesus to him and all of us to wash and cleanse us in the blood of the Lamb. Now then, if the enemy, Satan, is standing right there accusing us of sin, there is probably a sin in our life. But once we get it taken care of, once we get washed in the blood, it is not there anymore. So he has no more legal claim to you. And so you can stand on God's word. And then that's where you can ask God for anything you want to. And he will do it for you if there's no sin in your heart. And so we ask the Lord to cleanse us and purify us. And then we ask him to take away that growth. And last Sunday he was here, sitting right here on the front row. Oh, where's Franz? Oh, he's back there today. Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. And that thing left and it's still gone, isn't it, Franz?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Now see, why shouldn't we ask God? I wonder what caused that tumor to come up under his tongue? There was some kind of a sin somewhere that caused it. Now, is it easy to sin? Oh my goodness gracious alive. If you're not careful, you can make a statement. And how many times have you ever heard anybody that just got angry at somebody and said, you know, I just wished I was dead. You ever heard anybody do that? Yeah. You know, you really don't mean that. And it's a good thing God is patient and merciful, because if he wasn't, the devil, as soon as you said that, you know what he'd do? He'd kill you. I mean, he'd oblige you. He'd take you out right then. And thank God that we serve a God that's there and answers our prayer. When we remit our sins and ask Him to forgive us, He does. And then He restores us to righteousness. And I'm so grateful. You know, but I think out of all these various trials and tests we're going through, we need to learn to take control of ourselves first before we open our mouth. Do you know that? Yeah. How hard is that to do? It's pretty tough. I mean, you know, it's real easy. Of course, James talks a lot about the tongue. But anyway, he says, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. You got to believe. The next verse 7. Let's see what verse 7 says. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. What do you think would have happened since Jack had that? Jack has a daughter that is a doctor, a surgeon, a specialist. And she asked Daddy to let her take that tumor off of his hand. But after he found out God answered prayer, he said, you know, I guess she would have probably done it for nothing. I don't know. She might have to have done it in the hospital. Still might have cost something. I don't know how they do that kind of stuff. But, you know, it still would have been painful and it would have left a scar. Is that right? I mean, when you cut on you, there's going to be a scar there. When Jesus took the tumor off of Jack's hand, there's no scar left, right, Jack? Yeah, no scar. And it didn't cost him nothing. I know Jack's kind of like me. He loves that price. You know, he loves it when he gets something done for nothing. That's just the way we are. As men, I like to go to the doctor. If I have to go to the doctor, go to Dr. Jesus, knowing that he's going to hear my prayer and he's not going to charge me a fortune to do it for me. Because if you go to the doctor, if you let's say you do come down with some kind of symptoms and you think you might have cancer or something, I guarantee if Franz had went to the doctor before he went to Jesus and they had done whatever they would have done, he probably wouldn't even be here today. You know, they would have probably done surgery on him, cut off part of that tongue. Or I have seen one or two men that have something like that when they cut their whole tongue out. Doesn't that sound wonderful to think about somebody cutting your tongue out? No, I don't. I think I'll pass on that. But let that man think not that he shall receive anything from the Lord. So when you come to God and ask Him to do something, like Cheryl and I, we answer emails every night almost, sometimes till 1 or 2 in the morning, nearly every night. And people call and ask us to pray for everything known to man. And the first thing we always do is remit their sins. That's the first thing. John 20:23, we always remit that person's sins. And if they have a mother or a father and they want us to pray for them, we remit their sins because we know that sin's what caused the problem. And so when we remit or forgive their sins, then we ask the Lord to cleanse us and purify us. And then we pray a prayer of faith based upon some scripture, whatever, Matthew 18:19, who knows what scripture we'll quote. And then the last statement we make is, now we have prayed, it is done. We have prayed, it is done. We don't pray and say, if it's God's will, it'll be done. We know what His will is for healing. We know He died on the cross to bear your sickness and to remove your disease. So we never have to ask God, is healing His will? If healing wasn't His will, He wouldn't have sent His Son to die on the cross for you. Right, Kim? Absolutely not. See? So, but since we know, now then if you call us and say, we need to sell our house. Well, in that case, we don't know what God's will is, how quick, but we still will ask Him, Lord, according to your will, sell this house for these people and at a good price, if possible. We don't know what God's will is for those kind of things, but you pray the way you think you'd like for it to come out. And everybody, if they call you and say, we want you to pray that our house will sell, and we just automatically know that they want a good price, you know, and they want to sell it quickly, usually. So when we pray and ask God for His mercy. Lord, give us mercy here. Pray. Lord, we pray that You would move on whoever. There's somebody out there that needs this house, and we know You know exactly who that is. So You send the right person to purchase this house at the right price. And then, Lord, we give You all the praise and glory for selling the house. And many times we've had people come back and say, wow, a week later we sold our house. It's just amazing, the answers to prayer. You know, so we spend a lot of time praying. praying for people at night from 10 or 11 o'clock at night to 1 or 2 in the morning. But this is the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life. To think I can lay there in that bed, my mate and I laying there with a computer, looking at that computer screen and praying for people, knowing that our King is going to answer every prayer we pray somehow, some way. Isn't that wonderful? And you see Him do all these awesome things. And then many of you do the same things. And many of you come to me and tell me every Sunday, you'll come up to me and say, I prayed for somebody this weekend, they got healed. Or I prayed and somebody was in the hospital and they got they're well, or they're better. They wasn't eating or hadn't eaten 2 or 3 weeks. And after we went to the hospital and prayed for them, they're eating the next day. I mean, I've had testimonies like that today. You know, isn't that amazing? Who else can you serve that can answer your prayer like that? Nobody. There ain't nobody or nothing can answer your prayer like that. Because you got to remember now, if you don't, when you ask, you got to ask in faith, nothing wavering. For if you waver, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So if you're a kind of passive Christian, you know, you're not really in the Word much, you know, in other words, I remember a couple that came here several years ago, and I thought they were fairly young, but boy, did they look old. I mean, wow. I could just tell by some of their features they couldn't be too old, but man. Anyway, they'd heard me on GLC, God's Learning Channel, out in West Texas. They lived in New Mexico. So they drove up, made an appointment, drove up here to see me. I sat down with them and talked to them, and they were both sick. Both had terrible diseases. And I asked them, I says, are you both Christians? And they said, yes. I said, do you go to church? They said, well, not very much. I said, do you tithe? They said, no, we don't tithe. So I said, well, do you read the Word? Well, not very much. I said, okay, I want you to turn to a certain scripture. And I was going to, whatever the Lord brought on my heart at that time, they both sat in there and they both had a Bible. I said, turn to whatever, the scripture. And they both didn't, neither one of them even have any idea where to start. And I said, well, turn to the index. And so they turned to the index, and I said, now go down till you find the book of James, or whatever it was. And they finally went down there, and they found they got the page number, and then they turned to the book of James. I said, this book says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and God sends His Word and heals you. And I said, you two have no knowledge of God's Word. So I said, there's only one thing I can do for you, and that is call upon the mercy of God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, I Don't Want Any More Patience, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministry teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.